I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A man accused of fatally shooting a sheriff's deputy pleaded not guilty in a federal court in Rockford. Floyd E. Brown was arrested March 7th in connection with the murder of McHenry County Sheriff's Deputy Jacob Keltner, who was shot at a Rockford hotel while attempting to serve an arrest warrant. Brown was indicted on first-degree murder and weapons charges. If found guilty, he could face the death penalty. He is scheduled to be in court again May 14th. The medical cannabis pilot program is set to expire next summer, but lawmakers are working on a proposal to make it permanent. One big change is expanding the list of conditions that allow patients to access cannabis for things like chronic pain and irritable bowel syndrome. State Representative Bob Morgan wants the measure approved sooner rather than later.
The medical cannabis program will continue and survive regardless of whether they adopt a recreational cannabis program in Illinois. And secondly, that we are adding these medical conditions that has kept tens of thousands of people in Illinois from participating, even though they're suffering.
The Deerfield Democrat also is looking at broadening who can certify patients for cannabis to medical professionals other than physicians. In other news, farmers are getting closer to planting hemp. The Illinois Department of Agriculture submitted its final draft of rules for the program. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The first draft of the rules would have required farmers to submit an application to grow hemp and then wait 90 days before planting the seeds in the ground. When the department held a public meeting to get feedback on the rules, many farmers suggested shortening that 90-day wait period. But the department didn't just shorten it, it removed the wait period completely.
We realized that if we kept that in there, that there was not going to be any hemp planted this year. It was going to be too late for us.
That was John Sullivan, the director of agriculture in Illinois. The rules still need to be approved by the Legislative Rulemaking Committee before applications will be available. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
14 men found crammed in an SUV are accused of entering the U.S. illegally. Federal prosecutors say the men from Central and South America were pulled over last month on Interstate 64 near New Baden for improper lane usage. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Illinois said the SUV was stopped by an officer from the Lebanon Police Department who was working for the DEA. The SUV had a temporary Texas license plate. The 20-year-old driver is charged with transporting men across an international border illegally. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU already has one of the youngest football coaches in the country. Now it has one of the youngest men's head basketball coaches. The SIU Salukis announced the hiring of 32-year-old Brian Mullins yesterday to take over the department's signature program on a 5-year deal worth $475,000 a year. The Saluki Hall of Famer played at SIU from 2006 to 2009, and he spent the last 5 years on the staff at Loyola. Saluki Athletics is hosting a pep rally and town hall meeting with Mullins this afternoon at the SIU Arena. Mullins joins an athletic department that also features football head coach Nick Hill, who was just 30 when he was hired in December of 2015. SIUC's Graduate and Professional Student Council hopes to improve the experience for people seeking advanced degrees. GPSC President Clay Awesome presented an overview of findings of a 2018 survey of graduate and professional students. He says students seem to enjoy their programs, but they have more negative views about the direction of the university.
You have someone that says, I want to attend here again, even though I like my faculty, even though I like my courses. And so there's got to be something about how we're actually delivering that faculty and those courses and that mentorship that becomes problematic.
Awesome says learning what the results mean will take in-person discussions with individual students. The 2019 student survey is wrapping up this week. The goal is to have comprehensive reports on both surveys ready by September. Roughly 15% of the 2,500 graduate and professional students responded to the 2018 survey. I'm Jennifer Fuller.